It's Weekend with Wiser, and there's just so much going on. There's the Grand Prix, there's the Strawberry Festival, there's the Sea Blues Festival in Clearwater. Let's start with the Strawberry Festival. Friday, Roots and Boots with Aaron Tippin, Sammy Kershaw, Colin Ray, and then Reba McEntire. Reba is sold out. Saturday, Home Free and Lauren Daigle. Sunday, Bally Zimmerman. Monday, Cornell Gunters, Coasters, the Drifters, the Platters for we old people. For you young people, or the middle people, the Boys to Men. Tuesday, Sarah Evans with Chris Tomlin. March 5th is the Bellamy Brothers. They are a local Tampa Bay favorite. I cannot wait to see them on March 5th. But I will be at our one-year anniversary party. I hope that you will go online to our Facebook, RadioSt.Pete.com, and buy your tickets. You cannot buy them at the door. They're only $25. They support our station. It is a wonderful event. There's going to be great music. Ripper Dusky and also the Jazz Librarians will be there. Of course, Jay and Karen and Joe and I and all of your radio host friends will be there. Please join us March 5th, 5 to 8 at Thrive DTSP. Continuing on with the Strawberry Festival, March 8th is Jimmy Fortune and the Oak Ridge Boys. Whiskey Myers plays at night. March 7th is the Beach Boys and John Party. March 8th is Sawyer Brown and Nelly. And March 9th is John Fogerty. And yes, there are berries, and more berries. I just love strawberry shortcake. I know you do too. And so there are eating contests, all kinds of things going on. Also going on this weekend is the Sea Blues Festival down at Coachman Park in Clearwater. Saturday is the Shaylin Band, the Caitlin Crisco and the Broadcast, Eddie 9V, Mr. Sip and Eric Gales. And Sunday, March 2nd, is Dig 3 Band, Chris O'Leary Band, Allie Venable, and Blood Brothers. There's VIP tickets, but we just like to go on the lawn and sit down and enjoy ourselves. There's good food. There's great musicians. It's a great chance to look out at the water. And if you haven't seen the Bay Care Sound, it's a great chance to check that out as well. Also coming up on March 4th is the Dunedin Mardi Gras Festival and Parade. Street vendors, food trucks, and live music. Don't miss it. And you know that March 15th at Williams Park is Patty Fest. So it is a time for all kinds of gala, from Mardi Gras to Patty Fest and more. It is also International Women's History Month, and March 8th is International Women's Day. So please, please, please stay tuned to Radio St. Pete for more about that. In addition to that, there is this weekend an incredible opportunity to see Yo-Yo Ma on Friday at the Florida Orchestra. And if you haven't gotten your tickets yet for Wicked Stars, Cynthia Erivo, she is going to be performing at the Florida Orchestra. Tickets are on sale. You can go to floridaorchestra.org. She will be performing at the Mahaffey Theater on May 2nd and Ruth Eckerd Hall on May 3rd. Both shows take place at 8 o'clock p.m. Listen, March is incredible at Ruth Eckerd Hall. March 1st is Dancing with the Stars and at Capitol Theater. Neil Diamond, I Am, He Said, Saturday, March 1st. One Night of the Bee Gees, Staying Alive, March 2nd, Ruth Eckerd Hall. March 4th, The Temptations and Four Tops, Ruth Eckerd Hall. Killer Queen, Tribute to Queen, Capitol Theater, March 4th. Spyro Gyra and Lee Ritenour. This is going to be an incredible doubleheader. I've interviewed them both in the past. This just doesn't get better than this. So that's the 5th and the 6th at Capitol Theater. The World Is Not My Own with, is at the Murray Theater on the 6th, Howie Mandel, The Funny Man, Friday the 7th at Ruth Eckerd Hall, Dropkick Murphys, St. Patrick's Day Tour, Saturday the 8th at the Bay Care Sound, Lewis Black, Another Funny Man, The Final Tour, Ruth Eckerd Hall on the 8th, Roger McGuinn, That's a Blast from the Past, Capitol Theater, March 8th, Neil Berg's 1116 Years of Broadway, March 9th, Dervish, March 9th, Righteous Brothers, March 9th, Il Volo, March 10th, Tusk, March 12th, Jefferson Starship, 50 years. Gosh, 15 years. It's hard to believe. March 13th, Larry the Cable Guy, another Get Her Done funny show. The 15th of March, Foreigner on the 15th, Diana Ross, the one and the only, at Bay Care Sound on March 16th. Cream Clapton Band, 24 Nights Revisited on the 19th. John Lovitz, Another Funny Guy, at Capitol Theater the 20th. Get the Let Out on the 21st. The Electric Light Orchestra Experience featuring Evil Women, the 21st. It goes on and on and on. The Irish Tenors on the 23rd. Cowboy Bebop on the 25th. Mean Girls, great show at Ruth Eckert Hall. I love Tina Fey, so if you love her as much as I do, catch that on the 27th. Lords of the 52nd Street, Legends of the Billy Joel Band on the 28th, Little River Band, the 50th anniversary tour on the 29th, Tom Petty at the Mahaffey with our very own Charlie, host of the music, St. Pete Music Show, is on the 28th. It goes on and on. So get your tickets, get out, hear some music. I know that Horan Park is also in St. Pete Beach, hosting their music First Friday downtown at Seminole City Center. Also a fantastic thing to see. And now let's turn our attention to the Roadshow. Stephen Sondheim and George Weinman's much-traveled musical Roadshow is being presented through Freefall Theater through March 16th. Another show that I cannot wait to see, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, Friday, March 9th, and that's going to be a very fun day. This is something I really like. Cracker Cowboy Day. You got to go out of town for this one, but they herd cattle using the sound of their whips. There's blacksmith exhibitions and a whole bunch of things. Kids get to go into the petting zoo. That is in Florida Pioneer Museum in one of my favorite places, Dade City. That is March 9th. Dancing with the Stars is coming up as well at Eckert Hall, and the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra is at the Mahaffey as well this month. So that's all going on. What else is going on? There is so much else going on. So let me just tell you about this. This Friday, the Wandering Hours at the Owl and the Witch. They're a fantastic band. The Grand Prix Sunday concert with the Witch at Uncle John's and Uncle John's Band. Another great concert. Ferg's Party Cruise 2025 through March 3rd with Barefoot Bob and the Hope Band. George Pennington this Saturday at the Ale and the Witch. Don't forget that getting around downtown is best to take the Sunrunner. It'd be hard to park, but don't avoid it. There's so much going on, so many fun things doing. The 2025 Gulfport Pink Flamingo Tour of Homes and Gardens is this Saturday if you want to go over to Gulfport. Of course, the crew is at Floridian Social Sunday. They start at 5 o'clock. That's always a fun time. Get up to Dunedin for Dunedin Piper in the Park and hear some bagpipes this Friday at 6:45 p.m. And the 55th Annual Raymond James Gasparilla Festival of the Arts is over the bridge in Julian B. Lane, Riverfront Park, March 1st and 2nd. In honor of the Grand Prix, the Imagine Museum's annual auto show is this weekend, Saturday. That's always a fun thing. There's lots of markets. The Williams Market is displaced, of course. Excuse me, the Saturday morning market is displaced, but you can go to the St. Pete Beach, Quarry Avenue Sunday Market and catch up there. Our friend Greg Woodruff is at the North End Tap House and Kitchen this Saturday. And the St. Pete Dead Fest 2025. If you missed it in February, you can catch it this weekend at Cage Brewing at March 1st and 2nd. There's a chili cook-off and Mardi Gras at the Studio Public House this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, our friend James Suggs hangs out with Mark Moutrup, and you can catch him starting around 3 o'clock. This Saturday at 6 o'clock, the great and one and only 80s Retros Night with the Spasmatics at Floridian Social. And Luna and the Warriors are back at Ferg's, yes, this Friday. Not to be missed. There's so much music this weekend, I can't even believe it. There's also Mardi Gras in the Grand Central District, Saturday, March 1st from 1 to 5 p.m. And the Songwriter Club, Volume 4, with Alice Wallace and Christopher James is at the Jack Kerouac House on Saturday at 6 p.m. Did you know that March 5th is Radio St. Pete Day? Thank you to the City of St. Pete and Mayor Ken Welch for proclaiming that we have made a difference in this community. So, Grand Prix, let's talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, on the 27th today, Thursday, there's a big event over in Straub Park. You'll be able to meet the drivers. There's even you can walk or run around the track. You need to pre-register for that. There's all kinds of local music going on that is just amazing in town here for that. And you really want to think about that. The Oscars are this weekend, and Greenlight Cinema has been showing the Oscar shorts. Please check in with them and see some of the films that they have been showing are actually nominated for the Oscar. Our friend Fiona Frenchay has music shows all over town. You can catch her sometimes at Branzini on Fridays, the Deck and Isla on Thursdays, or the Taverna on the Bay on Thursdays, including the Quarry Avenue Sunday Market, one Sunday a month. And of course, on Saturday, the Florida Folk Show with Pete Gallagher, Tim Valle, usually at the Craftsman House. You can listen to them on on Facebook, or you can go yourself and enjoy. Illustrating the news is at the Morian Arts Center and showcases Joe Tonelli's artwork. He was the chief news artist at the St. Petersburg Time. Pickleball on the Pier continues through the 16th of March. Probably don't want to go down there on Grand Prix weekend, which is this weekend. That's Fridays and Saturdays from 8 to 9 p.m., Sundays through Thursdays, 10 through 7. The Grand Marshals, by the way, for the Grand Prix are Shinedown. That's pretty exciting. And also this weekend, March 1st, the Mad Beach Band Gulfport Reunion Concert is at the Katherine Hickman Hall. Some of our favorites, Pete Merrigan, Lenny Austin, T.C. Carr, David Williamson, Vanessa Sepleski, and Tom Kennedy. It supports the Gulfport Senior Center Foundation. And also coming up is an Italian night there as well. Put Saturday, March 8th on your calendar for an acting showcase with Station 12 studio actors. So Gulfport Pink Flamingo Home Tour, March 1st. March Baseball Spring Training continues through March 22nd. Tampa Bay Rays, Toronto Blue Jays, and through the 24th with the Phillies. You can see all this in the Let's Go Guide on my LinkedIn. You can find that link on our Facebook. So spring training is here, and it's just a great time. Of course, the Rays are playing over at the Yankee Stadium. And on the 28th, Angie Ray, who you might have read my story in Tampa Bay newspapers about her, she's a Seminole High grad. We also interviewed her for Radio St. Pete. She is singing at Yankee Stadium when they play the Phillies. Tombolo Books on March 4th welcomes local author and accomplished C-suite executive Laisha Ward to the bookstore to celebrate the release of her leadership book, Lead Like You Mean It. And this is really important because it is International Women's Month in March, and March 8th is International Women's Day. She draws on her storied career as one of the nation's top Black female C-suite executives, so please put that on your calendars. On March 8th, the James Museum event showcase, Let's Glow, is 6 to 8 p.m. You can enjoy a Friday night out with plentiful drink and food samples, and catering by the family is going to be the new caterer that is going to be available for the event showcase. Valspar Championship is coming up March 17th through the 23rd in Innisbrook. On March 28th through the 30th, the John's Pass Seafood Festival returns. And on March 8th, please join Radio St. Pete and community at Azalea Park in St. Pete. It starts from 2 to 9. There's a Vendor's Village, a Kids Corner, live music, entertainment. On March 8th, the Gulfport Nautical Flea Market and Citywide Yard Sale is going on. And a beloved Treasure Island event is back March 8th through the 9th. Back to the beach, sand and kites, and coastal delights. That's going to be a lot of fun with great bands, and including Apple Butter, one of my personal favorites. If you want to do a good deed, please get tickets for A Night in Paris, Casa Pinellas' 2025 Gala, Sunday, March 29th at the Museum of the American Arts and Crafts Movement. Casa Pinellas is really an important organization. We talk about them frequently here. They make such a difference in the lives for people who have been the victims of domestic abuse. Book and Bottle, tons of things going on there. Please check their events website for all that is happening. Listen up, Sounds of Healing with Alvina Downing. She'll be in studio with us this week, and you have to catch the Monday Night Jazz Jam. It's with Dwayne White at the Hangar every week. St. Petersburg Museum of History, lots of things going on there. The historian, happy hour with the historians, the trolley tours, and the boat tours. Clearwater Jazz Holiday, Jazz and Sunset is back, Jazz in Paradise. It's a Sunset Dinner Cruise, Thursday, April 24th. This will sell out quick, so please go to clearwaterjazz.com. It is a benefit as well, so you can do a little good deed. Duke Energy Center for the Arts, in addition to Tommy Dorsey on the 4th, and we'll be talking to Kaylee Dawson from there. We've got Killers of Kill Bill, the Broken Hearts Tribute Band coming up, The Great Gatsby Ballet, Michael Feinstein, Because of You, tribute to Tony Bennett, Wanda Sykes. We have this all on our Let's Go guide. And summer camps are everywhere. It's time to sign your kids up for the Bill Edwards Foundation of the Arts, the American Stage Camps, the Morian Arts Center, and all the great summer camps where your little ones can pursue their dreams. The Palladium has some great stuff coming up. On the 9th and the 11th, St. Pete Opera, Sondheim's A Little Night Music, followed by the Cinderella Gulf Coast Dance Theater. Then on the 26th, the Chamber Series with the Caledora Quartet. On the 28th, Brando Brambitt's band, and 29th, Ken Popaski and Ted Rosenthal. Then the St. Pete Jazz Festival. David Manson comes back April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, with Alexis Cole and Helios Jazz Orchestra, the Tao Cohen Trio, and Yuri Gurvich, Rodolfo Zuniga Quartet. Over at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, there's a number of things coming up. May 10th is Billy Idol. May 13th, Breaking Benjamin and Stained, Awaken the Fallen Tour. May 15th, but I'm looking forward to the 24th of May, Halsey for my last trick. Dierks Bentley will be there on the 6th. Amalie Arena, it has Shane Gillis on the 7th and Disney on Ice, Encanto and Frozen, March 21st through the 23rd. And it goes on and on. So, friends, if you can't find something to do, what can I say? You need to go out, share the love, hang out with the community, go to the races, go downtown, go to the Gulfport, go to the beaches. Whatever you do, follow RadioSt. Pete.com and the Let's Go Guide Weekend with Wiser for the best of the Bay.